You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Thank you very much, Drake Street Studios, run by the lovely people at Big Pop. Very nice crew, great gear, lovely venue for recording your music. You can find them online and talk to them. You can walk in and have a cordial with them as well. Morena Kirsten, how are you this morning?
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Muy bien. Fantastic. We are heading to Ibiza this morning. Why are we talking about Ibiza? What was sort of interesting to you about this as a place and a crucible for a particular music?
Just, well, it turns out it's really perfect planning with the weather today to everybody feel escapish and happy. Just so many songs about it, and I realized, wow, this sounds like there's a cluster there, although it's kind of a little more different than I thought. But I guess this first track we're playing is sort of the iconic, you know, just celebrating this place. It's almost like, I guess from us down here, almost like an imagination.
It is. This is like big. I would love to know if anyone's been to Ibiza. Please text us. Tell us about your experiences on 5395.
Hello, party people. This is Captain Kim speaking. Welcome aboard Benga Airways. After takeoff, we'll pump up the sound system because we're going to Ibiza.
Nothing like a bit of Benga voice on BFM on a Friday morning. Okay, what are we listening to, Kirsten? What are we talking about here?
So this is the most successful Dutch pop group of all time, the Venga Boys.
Of course, of course.
1999. This was a huge hit, number one in the UK. And I think even on the Wikipedia page cited this, one reviewer called it cheesier than a quattro formaggio pizza.
I'm just obsessed. It's always something I've loved about the Venga Boys is how much they just like shove some syllables in every now and then.
Yeah.
But like, well, we'll make Mediterranean work in this. We'll just,
it's true.
We'll make it happen.
Shove it in there.
So, and this is actually a remake of a song called We're Going to Barbados.
Ah.
On Coconut Airlines by a band called Typically Tropical.
Nice. I feel like, okay, but well, this is kind of a goofy, silly song. There is something that it's kind of doing, which is explaining maybe the appeal of Ibiza, which is,
was this commissioned
That's
by
right.
Ibiza?
It really captures it. And I guess I hadn't clicked that it was in the Mediterranean Sea. I guess I should have clicked that.
So how did Ibiza become this party destination? Particularly, I feel like it's the kind of place that British rave holiday goers, it's become the destination for that over, you know, the last 35 years.
And I guess that's why I thought it was on the other side of Spain, you know, closer to Britain. Such a weird history. It really is. I mean, as an island, it was always a tourist destination with, you know, beautiful ruins and castles and really amazing beaches, you know, with those turquoise waters. But it became this big center for house music and raves in the 90s. I guess it started with sort of hippies in the 70s and 80s. But these, what are called super clubs, which is like these huge nightclubs with multiple rooms, outside amphitheaters. In fact, creepy, people who like abandoned buildings. There's even an abandoned super club there you can go to. Yeah,
fun.
It's all covered
and terrifying.
In graffiti. Yeah, and broken down and everything.
So, someone says we used to sing Ibiza by the Venga Boys at intermediate school assembly.
What?
I feel like we definitely had the Venga bus on like the school disco playlist.
Yeah. But singing it's a whole different game.
Yeah.
Singing it is
go
amazing.
Teachers.
Maybe it has a similar vocal register for intermediate
for small children.
Children,
yeah. In the Mediterranean Sea. We're going to Ibiza. Yeah, boy, I wish. So yeah. Also, obviously, you can't really think of Ibiza without like thinking of Balearic club music and that kind of being a big movement that typified a lot of sounds coming out of it in the 80s. That there's something so, you know, hedonistic and, you know, escapist about the concept of Ibiza. Even if you've never been there, everyone who's got a sort of interest in, I think, maybe club culture or club music has heard about it, has like, you know, knows a bit of the legend of it. But that's quite an impressive thing to have built up over a couple of decades.
Apparently they're going for more family-friendly tourism now. They're trying to change their vibe. But now this song is so weird. So this is a bit earlier, 1983. Wham!
Of course.
Love Tropicana.
Stella now, and I have been singing this at each other all week.
It's so beautiful. But they didn't actually write it to be about Ibiza, but the video was filmed there.
Right.
So apparently that became a thing too, is about filming your video there. They just wrote it about an imaginary sort of London club.
Ah, okay. I have always assumed it was actually a place in Ibiza because of the video.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
And George Michael, he lived in Ibiza for a bit, I think. He lived in the kind of big party compound that was run by the guy who was married to, oh my God, pull up to the bumper, I'm having a Friday brain moment.
Grace Jones.
Grace Jones, yeah.
There it is.
Were they married or they were together for a long time? He was like the party king of Ibiza and he had all the celebrities sort of stay with him.
Hey,
and
it's loose over there.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
Marriage.
Club Tropicana.
Well, yeah, the celebrity list just is phenomenal. That abandoned one, apparently Bob Marley had even been there. I don't know what he was doing clubbing there. I don't know. That sounds mythological.
Someone said they thought the lyrics to the Venga Boys song was "We're going to eat pizza."
They kind of do have that inflection on the pizza. Pizza.
Well, yeah, you're right. Their pronunciation with this, and apparently some people call it Ibiza.
Ibiza. That sounds like a very British thing to say, maybe.
Yes.
The bass is so fun in this song.
Yeah, I'm loving that. Pack your bags and leave tonight. Pack your bags to the party capital of the world.
Honestly, I'm just going to listen to Wham all weekend now. This has put me in a great mood. Okay, so we had like pop stars, we had all sorts of people flocking to this island, and then kind of rave culture takes off in the UK and it bleeds out to Ibiza as well. What we still have, you know, there's still big destination music festivals that happen there at the moment, and a lot of those DJs who were doing a lot of acid house and stuff in the 80s and the 90s and then the early 2000s, they still go there. Like, there's people who have residencies and like really long relationships to it. It's quite a funny, it's a very English thing in my mind for some reason, but
yeah. And other now big rock bands will have gigs there as well. Like, yeah, it's definitely got this sort of EDM house music space, but now it's just general music and partying, like super clubs.
Super clubs.
Is it a thing there to have like raves in the pool? Is that a thing?
That's like a...
Let's make it one, if it's not.
Spring break.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
That's the kind of thing that when
you
watch...
video.
Watch music videos as a, you know, a kid, or watch a, like an American teen movie or something as a kid, and you're like, that's what being an adult's going to be
like. That's what the club's like. Everyone's in the pool.
That's what going out is like. And then you're like, no, I actually live in Auckland, so it's probably
cold.
Not. Or grew up in Christchurch and parties are in literally someone's garage next to a mashed down building.
Same thing. Down, I call on you, my friend, a helping hand you lend in my time of need. Whenever I'm down, I call on you, my friend. I call on you, my friend. I call on you, my friend. Listen.
Okay, so we've got another Ibiza music video here, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Because to me, sonically, this didn't sound Ibiza-ish, you know, it didn't have that Venga Boys part. Mm. But, so this is Groove Armada, My French, 2001. But the video's more about a businesswoman imagining either her holiday she's already had or she's gonna have in Ibiza with her friend. So yeah, it's filmed all around particular hotels, discos, swimming pools, sceneries. So it's almost a little more modern, you know?
It's a, she's sort
of, yeah, remembering.
End of the holiday, end of the trip or something.
Yeah, end of the summer.
4 a.m. It's interesting because, like, there is, like, you know, type of music that is synonymous with different eras of, I guess, that party space, like the Balearic house sound, and then acid house, and then very specific genres that have had their moment over there. But then the way it's flipped into the mainstream by it being this party destination is that you've got all these artists who are borrowing the kind of concept of Ibiza as a party space or like a haven for some fantasy land, fantasy imagination that maybe exists outside of the grimness of working your 9-to-5 in soggy Britain.
Yeah, that's right. And it makes it very British again, like you were saying. And one article talked about this being crossover house, like Basement Jacks, Daft Punk, you know, some of that real EDM music was in the charts and just having hit singles,
totally,
you know, at that time.
Someone's pointed out on the text machine that previous Breakfast Host or Breakfast Ancestor, they've referred to him here, Mikey Havoc, made an infamous trip to Ibiza for his TV show. That must have been in the early 2000s, eh? I think you can still find clips of that on NZ On Screen, maybe.
That's excellent. I'll have to check that out. Now, when you're saying Balearic, do you want to explain that?
Well, that's the islands that that they're in, eh? Yeah. And it's got a particular sound that kind of came from the 1960s pop music that was, I guess, synonymous with that space, and then turned into more like house music came out of that. Well, a type of house music came out of that sound as well. Mm. Someone will know more about this than me and be furiously constructing a text that's like, you got it all wrong, Rachel. I'm here for the criticism. But well, that's so, my armchair understanding of it.
It's so weird because it's not like it's not like the people living there. Apparently, no, the data I found was really old, but only like 160,000 people living there.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you ask the airport, in fact, this data was old. This is 2012. It says 6 million people going through the airport.
Oh, my God. A year. Yeah, that's crazy.
So even to create a sound that's not like from living there, if you know what I mean? It was from the scene.
This is all music that was just destined for a shinier, sunnier morning that we are currently experiencing. Thanks for bringing us a bit of escapism today, Kirsten.
I think it turned out good. It can cheer everybody up.
Hopefully, yeah, we can just cruise on this vibe into the weekend and, you know, try and bring a bit of that sunshine back. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. I think we're just going to let this song play out. We'll talk to you again next week, Kirsten. Have a really good morning.
Okay.
Ka kite. Bye. Okay, so it's a specifically New Zealand high intermediate to primary school experience to sing the Venga Boys, apparently.
What?
Quite a few people have had this happen to them. Maybe everyone went to the same intermediate, who knows? But there's a few people who said that they had sung along to it in a primary school situation.
That was Brooke Fraser. I don't, that was
yeah,
my
true,
artist
definitely.
Of choice.
Did you pick it or did the school pick it?
No, they picked it. It was forced upon me.
I feel like it sits in the same world as Cotton Eye Joe and stuff in my head as like songs I think of as the primary school disco songs.
Hell yeah.
But we'll still be very happy if it comes on a night out.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Simke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.